For classic audio, it's a part of a ticket bit we're doing now to celebrate our 26th year. This was not one of the top 26 moments, but because old Monty is in studio producing today. Hey, Justin.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Not me.
I think we're actually doing it to honor Kobe and Gianna because their numbers added together equaled 26.
That's true. Two of their numbers.
55. Five.
If you're going to ignore eight, but I suppose you can create any narrative you want.
As long as it's a corona.
As long as it's a corona. So, all right. I remember this being given to me, or I first became aware of this, I think it was February 2018, because that's the Dropbox folder I found it in. But someone told me this was like audio from summer 2017. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's probably right. Maybe 16 even. 16 or 17.
So you're producing for the Soroy's weekend show, right?
No. So this was when Machine and I were doing our Saturday show, and we were mixing with the Soroy's. But, me and Machine did 10 to noon.
But Soroy is mad at you for something. For not...
Right. For not texting him back about fantasy baseball.
Okay. That's what it was? Okay. I thought it was had something to do with, like, preparing the show. It was about fantasy baseball?
Correct. He wanted me to join their fantasy baseball league, and he had asked me a couple times.
Okay. You had not responded or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the mix. This is 4.5 minutes. It is very tense. But in honor of Justin and Kobe and his daughter,
mm-hmm.
let's just sit back and enjoy Soroy v. Justin on the ticket.
I'm seriously debating either silence to Justin or chewing his ass in front of all of you right now. And I'll let
go
you
for
two
either
pick.
One.
You know which one I'm going to choose?
I vote chew his ass.
That's fine.
Because this effing inconsiderate idiot, and I'm not kidding in any way.
Oh, this is real.
This is very real.
Uh-oh.
And you only saved your ass yesterday by finally returning a text. Let me read you these, okay?
Oh, God.
So this is a fantasy baseball league. I'm not going to say it's the end of the world, but it's something that a lot of people do care about. A lot of people are working on.
All right, Norm.
Sunday, March 19th, after finally staring at the 10th and final available spot in this league, a league in which he was a part of last year, my buddy who's trying to put the league together and working very hard and trying to get the draft order and doing all this stuff, trying to figure out a day that works for everybody.
Oh, boy.
Hammering me. I text Justin, hey, man, you in on fantasy baseball this year? Get in. He responds, how much is the entry fee? I don't know if I have the scratch. Okay? That was the 19th. Tuesday the 21st. It's 125. Get in. Saturday the 25th. Are you in or are you out, F-face? People are waiting on you. No response. Until 6 days later.
Oh,
the following
wow.
Monday. Dude, you're out and inconsiderate as F. That was Monday. And then yesterday at 7:39 p.m., he says, oh, I'm sorry. I kept meaning to text you back. I totally forgot.
New phone, who dis? That's pretty inconsiderate.
No, like, I'm dead serious. Yeah. What the hell?
Not
you have
nice.
No job.
It's not very
what
nice.
Do you do?
I do
you sit
other
at home
things.
And play video games.
No, that's yeah. not all
that
I do.
That is about all you do.
How in the hell would you know that, Mike?
Because I do
you know
that.
You know nothing about me.
I know people that have been in your house.
Okay.
What's your job?
My job is here, but I do other things.
Your job is here? What hours do you work?
He works for his dad sometimes.
Exactly. So kiss my
how many
ass.
Days a week?
Probably three.
So much so that unlike every single other person in this room who has multiple jobs and works basically 10 hours a day, can't fire somebody a text back?
Yeah.
How long does a text take?
I would read your text. I would be doing something and I'd say I'll text him back in a minute. And I just forgot.
And then
it
5 days go by in between each of those texts?
I mean, if I forget 5 minutes later, I'm going to forget 5 days later, too. It's not like I'm sitting there constantly thinking about, oh, crap, I got to get back about that fantasy league. Like I said, I should have texted you back earlier. I just forgot.
Multiple times.
Yes. And I've apologized, and I've taken it for it. Like, I should have texted you back. I'm sorry.
We should have picked silence.
But you, I mean...
You did this.
Yeah, I was really mad because somebody who I'm a good friend with for a long time is keeps asking me. And I'm like, dude, what do you want me to do? Drive to the kid's house?
You should have texted me. I would have drove to his house.
Like, it's just the most basic common courtesy. And yeah, I was really mad about it, and I still clearly am.
I kind of gathered that. I think I figured it out.
But I mean, it's a damn fantasy baseball league. I mean, it's not even something that's that important.
We're
I mean,
good.
It's just the highest level of inconsiderate BS, man.
What do you want me to do? Slip my throat?
I want you to publicly apologize.
I have publicly apologized. I'm sorry. I've said it 3 GD times. What else do you want me to say, Mike?
I said that's what I want. You did it. So good effing job.
And quit acting like you know anything about my life.
Okay.
You know
nothing. Let's run down your schedule. I'd like to know then.
My schedule
What's
is
your weekly
I do
schedule?
Different things
Monday
the whole
morning.
Week.
What time do we fire out of bed? Monday morning. 7?
I'm not
like everyone else in this room?
This.
Well, don't suddenly turn it on me and act like, oh, God, you're so busy, you can't possibly
I'm not saying I'm
fire
so
back
busy,
a friend,
but
a text.
I don't sit there and play Rocket League from sun up to sundown.
Oh. Oh, yeah, what do you play? Zelda? What is it? Battlefield?
Are you just trying to make good radio, or...
No, I'm mad at you, and again...
I understand that, and I apologize.
This is what
and
it
I've
looks like when somebody's mad at you. You can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, that's it, now stop it.
So you just
yes,
want to keep railroading me? Okay.
You knew this
I'll
was
going
to happen,
you.
Including your final text when you authorized me to blast your nuts on air.
Okay.
On Saturday. This is what
that
sounds that like.
Stride.
This is what that sounds like. So let's make it a lesson to you, not just as it applies to me. In life, be a considerate person, especially when many people, 10 in this case, are waiting for your time and your response. Deal?
Deal, Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, my.
That's awesome.
It's worse every time I hear it.
Oh, man.
What's your job? When do you fire out of bed?
Have you recovered
What's
yet,
your job?
Monty? From that verbal abuse?
Yeah, I just kind of sat here with a failed smile.
How long were you in that course?
It went longer. That's edited down.
You were sitting on that Rocket League uppercut.
That was longer than that?
Oh, yeah. It was a full segment.
I'm kind of pro Soroy, though.
But was it worthy of that?
Everybody!
I do think it's pretty ironic he's the Twitcher now.
Like he's the guy who literally plays video games
right.
12 hours a day?
Correct.
I'm not great at texting people
back. What hours
back,
do you work?
But I think if it were something like that, I would just say, no, can't do it, and... let it be done.
Which I should have done, and if, I just if, didn't for whatever
if
reason.
If someone hits you with a, hey, what's up text, and you're driving, I may...
But also, what if it's a buddy, and you're like, no, can't do it. Oh, come on, dude. It'll be... You know, you don't want to get in that back and forth, too. Because I have often, you'll get a text, but you're not able to answer with the proper amount of thought or words, you know? Like,
yep.
So I don't want to insult you by just doing a really quick text. So I'm gonna put something together later, but then later doesn't come for a few days, and you know, then all of a sudden, oh yeah, I just feel so bad I didn't do this, but I do that all the time.
I think also if you have a job what's your job? But it's like kind of an amorphous, not really a defined 9-to-5, you are chumming the waters for someone, especially as mad as Mikey was, to really come at you, because at no point in that did you really offer much of a defense.
No, I kind of said I do different
like,
stuff
oh,
during
yeah.
the week.
I do different
just
stuff.
Some odd jobs.
And then more sharks started coming in. Like, you tremendously like, effed that up. If you had just said, hey, I work for my dad like 3 days a week, I process
you,
orders, I'm
you,
there.
Raid a building for its old copper and sell
yeah,
that.
Like right. Yeah. When you just said, I do some other stuff.
Well, like, I got to tell you, I was not prepared. I mean, no. I knew he was going to be upset, but I did not anticipate him pulling out his whole arsenal right there.
No, it didn't sound like you were taking it real seriously. It seemed like you were giggling throughout. All right. Well, great stuff, Justin.
I
totally support you.
You said you're a pro Soroy.
What?
Well, new listeners all the time. I want.
I mean, just the highest level of inconsiderate BS.
The
man.
Highest level.
I'm looking at my phone in my history with Mikey, and there's like 3 in a row where he never replied to me.
Oh,
yeah,
that's interesting.
He'll do that.
Yeah, he does do that. Like, why can he get on this high horse?
So
like, he's Mr. I always reply to text messages.
If it's something important for him,
right? Exactly.
Then he demands. I'm way pro Justin.
Like baseball.
Thank you.
Baseball. I've always said that.
I'm on your side.
Hey, not with fantasy baseball. You know,
that's over the line. That's like cheating with technology. What, Jake, is on the 1:30 news.
The hottest ticket in town.